Julian, you're a player who's gone through being released before. Mm-hmm. We just had 12 players cut. What's that experience like? What was it like for you going through that?
I mean, it's this is a brutal cutthroat business sometimes, you know. The numbers game is a game that everyone has to play sooner or later. And, you know, being a player on the bubble, you kind of, that Grim Reaper sort of hangs over your shoulder for about 24 hours there after that last game. It's not a fun experience. It's definitely not fun. But, you got to shed a positive light on everything. There's a silver lining to everything. All you can really do is come out here, put as much of good game film out as you can, while you can, get a great experience. And if you don't make the team, you know, hopefully somebody else gives you another shot. I was fortunate enough to have another shot to make it back here to Philadelphia where I want to be, and, you know, and have another chance here, and I'm trying to make the most of it. But, you know, that fear, that dread of being cut always kind of hangs over your head as long as you're on the bubble.
When that deadline's coming up the day before, or, you know, the few hours before, what's that like? Are you afraid if your cell phone rings, or are you afraid to be called into the coach's office? What's going through your mind then?
I'm afraid of the cell phone. I mean, I'm a guy who carries my cell phone on me 24/7, and normally, you know, if my girlfriend calls me, or, you know, I have a friend text me or something, I'm excited. But man, that 24 hours is just, you know, you dread it. You want to leave the cell phone off, leave it at home, pretend that it's not there. But you have to face the reality of the situation. You have to be ready for whatever comes. You just can't think about it leading up to it. You know, these last couple preseason games are the most important ones. This is where we make our biggest strides and our biggest gains, especially as backups. So I think it's necessary for us to just kind of forget that entire process, forget that it's there. It'll happen in the way that it happens, you know, God's will and everything in all of our lives. But what we can do for ourselves is just to go out, to not focus on that, and to play the best that we can here at the end.
What about right after it happens? Is that a really down time? Do you think, you know, I may never get a shot again? What goes through your mind right after you're told that you've been released?
You never think that. You know, there's you always have to keep hoping, keep thinking that you're going to play the game. This is the game that we love. It's the life that we've chosen to lead. We've chosen to make a career out of it. So you never think that it's the end. You stay positive. You keep working. You know, for me, it was just a couple of hours before I had been picked up. And you kind of, you know, you fill that time with considering ways that you can improve yourself, things that you can continue to do. You know, we stay at a hotel that has a weight room. If you can't come in and use the complex weight room, you go there. You just keep building. You keep improving. And hopefully you can help someone else's team if you're not helping here.
Now, Coach Kelly has said that he meets with every player who's been released, talks to them individually. Is there kind of a humane way to tell someone that they're no longer with the team?
I don't know if there's a humane way. It's you know, it's a brutal process no matter what you do. But I think that there's ways to make it less cold. I know Andy was also a guy who liked to talk to every player that was cut, and it certainly does humanize the process. You know, it lets you know that that we're not just kind of, you know, cattle on the chopping block out here, that, you know, everyone's a person, everyone has family, everyone's just trying to provide for that family. So while it is a rough situation, I think that there are ways to humanize it, and I think that that Chip does a really good job of doing that.
And finally, did you ever think you'd be coming back to the Eagles?
Absolutely. I always felt like Philadelphia was my home. This is the place where, you know, where I got my first shot. I'm incredibly grateful to the team and to the city and all the fans. And, you know, and there's players here that are friends to me, you know, that I really like and respect. So for me, I always felt like I was going to have a chance to come back. And having this second chance now, you know, I think I'm giving it everything that I've got, and hopefully it works out.
All right. Thanks, Julian.